One key provision is, of course, extending the debt ceiling, and that would be done for 2 years, which would get it past next year's presidential election and another possible stalemate. So that's a big one. The agreement also calls for effectively freezing federal spending with spending caps in the coming years. And the spending reductions come in domestic programs rather than in national defense, which will actually grow. And those changes are likely to be criticized by progressive Democrats. One of the holdups to the deal was a Republican push to get new work requirements for some social net programs, including people on food stamps. That was eventually included. And then there was also money clawed back from unspent COVID funding and that boost in IRS funding to hire new agents that was approved by Congress last year.
So we're already hearing complaints about the deal from conservative Republicans. Is there going to be enough support in the House to get that passed?
Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, says that he will get a majority of his conference, but clearly there is going to be a lot of complaints, especially from the House Freedom Caucus, including Virginia's Republican Bob Good. He has sharply criticized the agreement already. They're upset that it doesn't include some of the much deeper cuts House Republicans had approved in their legislation last month. They include about three dozen lawmakers, and many of them could vote against the bill. Also, those progressive Democrats will likely oppose it. But with the threat of a national national default, the thinking is that they will get enough support from in the middle and bipartisan backing to get this passed. But the House Speaker and President Biden, as well as Democratic leaders, will be working in the coming days to sell this to their respective parties. And the president, in a statement last night related to the agreement, noted that in any compromise, not everyone gets what they want.
Yeah, that's very true. And with the default deadline a week from Monday, what's the timeline look like for getting all of this done?
The agreement has to be turned into legislation. So that will take place today. And House Speaker McCarthy has indicated that as legislation goes, this will be fairly straightforward to write up. Then McCarthy has made it clear members will have 72 hours to review it before a vote's taken. So during the next few days, we're likely to hear more complaints from various lawmakers from both parties. But with Congress coming back on Tuesday, it's hoped that this could be passed by the House Wednesday night. Immediate passage is not guaranteed in the Senate, however, and there will likely be some procedural wrangling there. But ultimately, it's hoped that this could pass Congress late next week. And with the agreement in hand, political leaders hope that that will satisfy the financial markets, even though we'll, again, be knocking on the door of that June 5th default deadline.